Blog Talk Radio
presents a blog. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I hope you're all doing well. Tonight, we've got a great show, but before we get there, I just want to say thank you again to David Liebert, who was on with us last night, and look for his new book, Rock and Roll Warrior. I can't wait to get my copy. He said he was going to send me one, so I'm so happy about that. But tonight, for all you hip-hop lovers and rappers out there, you're going to love our guest tonight. We've got King Royal on with us tonight, and we're going to play one of his, maybe two of his tunes tonight. So without further ado, welcome to the show, King Royal. How are you, sir?
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. How you doing?
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. I appreciate it. I was listening to your stuff and I really dug it. And I had to have you on the show, and I let my son listen to it, who is more into rap than I am. I'm not going to lie. And
oh, no.
And he really liked it a lot. He really liked it a lot. So I liked it. I like old school rap. I'm an older broad. So, you know, I like the older stuff, but I like all music. So, but now you got to tell me about you. Why King Royal? Where'd you get that from? I mean, the whole, you've got everything going on with your apparel, all your merch and everything. It's all really nice. I love that, too. I wanted to ask you if you designed that stuff yourself.
My whole team does. You know, we are Royal Diamonds Entertainment, you know, and how it actually started, I mean, just to play off the name, you know, my first name is Troy.
Right.
So, the Royal was, you know, just a spin off of Troy, you know, and I didn't just want to be Royal, you know. I thought something, I just wanted to attach something to it, you know, and that, you know, we live big. We do, you know, we think big, we do big, you know. So I figured King Royal, you know, that's where it came about.
You're living large, living large. Listen, you got a caller. You want to take a call?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Hang on one second. Let's see who this is. I think I recognize the phone number. Hang on one minute. Hold on. Here we go. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with King Royal. Who's this and what do you got to say? Hello?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How you doing?
This is Cheryl Dolly.
Oh, it's Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
Yes. Hi. Yes. And I came on just to support King Royal. He is doing outstanding things in the industry and working on bringing hip hop back.
Yeah, I was just talking about how much I enjoyed the music.
Good.
Yeah, thank
you.
Yeah, I appreciate that for sure.
And Cheryl, this is Cheryl from Cheryl Dolly Entertainment or Publishing. Yes. And Cheryl, thank you
Public
so
relations.
Much for public relations. There you go. I'm sorry. I got nothing in front of me, kiddo. It's been a day. I'll tell you that.
Me too.
But I hear you. So anything else you want to say to King Royal there?
No, we will have more music coming up soon.
Excellent.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Cheryl. Take care. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, so let's get back to you. Here we go. Although Cheryl was really building you up there, right? So,
now, I appreciate it for sure.
Oh, yeah, I love her. She's such a sweetheart, too. And now let me ask you now, anybody, you said your, I read a little bit about you, and you said your family was pretty competitive. So competitive in music as well, or just competitive in everything?
Oh, everything, for sure. Yeah. You know, I definitely have a family of successful people, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, we're always pushing each other to, you know, get to the next level, you know, with anything, whatever that may be. But, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, that feeds off of where I am today, you know, just because the team of people I have around me is so, you know, competitive, so supportive, you know, more than anything.
Yeah. And your dad is really, really a big, big supporter of you.
Oh, completely. Yeah, that is my right-hand man. We do this together, you know, so.
Absolutely.
You know,
Was your dad ever a musician or knew anything about the industry? Because he seems to be a driving force behind you.
Oh, huge driving force. You know, he was well in the industry, you know, before I was even born, to be honest, you know, just being in the studio, you know, working on music, working with other people, you know, just that was definitely a huge push on, you know, the reason that I'm doing it today is just, you know, I saw him do it. You know, I was in the studio.
Cool.
From as young as I can remember, you know, 2-3 years old. So it all happened so naturally, you know.
Now your father, I mean, was he into rap too? Was he producing rap or was he doing other stuff?
Yeah, he did it all, you know. He did it all. And the producer side is definitely where he was king at, you know, and that has been definitely helpful. You know, to me to this day, you know, cause, he's been producing all his life. So, you know, we're
so
always
had,
in the studio.
You had a big toe in the door, not a foot in the door, a big toe. You still had to start fresh. So now now do any of the other siblings in your family into music too? Or are you the only one that really took it really 100%?
Oh, no, we're all, you know, very talented musically.
Oh, nice.
And that doesn't just stop at, you know, my sisters, you know. I'm the only son out of three kids. So it's like my sisters, they're more into, you know, the instrumentation of things. They play the flute. They actually both play the flute. so, you know, everybody all has, you know, just that music flowing through us.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel that also has been like a huge help.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just what we're doing right now.
Nice. And has your sisters performed on any of your tracks or no?
You know, not.
Not yet.
You know, actually, I feel like I did. It was one album. I got one of them on there, you know, just with some harmonizing vocals. You know, but you know, they really try not to, you know, get on any songs or anything like that. They really let me do my thing for sure.
Right, right. Now tell us about, I know about it, and I'm sure a lot of your fans know about your background, but maybe my listeners don't. Tell them what happened to you at school one day. You really didn't think you were going to, I don't know, did you really think that you were going to do this seriously or just all happened one day and it? And there you were. The story behind how it happened at school.
Yeah, it was a situation. It was sophomore year. Sophomore year. It had to be PE. It was sophomore year PE class, and we were just sitting in the bleachers. It was probably like, you know, the second or third day of school. You know, me and a couple people were sitting in the bleachers, and above us it was a couple of kids that were freestyling. They were just, you know, hitting on the bleachers, you know, making beats,
yeah
freestyling. So it's like I've always loved music regardless. So, you know, just me being interested in what they were doing, I ended up, you know, just walking over there, seeing what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, me just listening to it more, I ended up getting a freestyle in.
Just
loving the music, you know. I ended up getting a freestyle in, you know, and ever since then, it's always been a passion. I ended up connecting with those guys, you know, and we ended up becoming friends and, you know, all pushing for the same goal. But it all started in high school. It all started, you know, just off of seeing some other kids, you know, get into it. And that's something I definitely always have been around at home, but I felt like that was just that extra push to really get me to do what I want to do. And, you know, ever since then, we started recording in our garages. Started recording the music in our garage. We would release it on YouTube, release it on SoundCloud, and started doing that until it really started to take off.
Great. And when you went home and you let them hear the demo, everybody was like, he's got it. We're going with it.
Blown away. Yeah, they definitely were blown away. I remember that day like it was yesterday.
Wow.
You know, and just the fact that they were so supportive from the beginning, that's always been the extra push. Everybody has always just believed in it and saw the vision, you know, which has definitely been helpful.
Very nice. And you were only intending to do a mixtape, and it turned out to be a full album, though.
Yeah. The first project that I ever made was just a quick mixtape. I ended up passing out, or I ended up getting a copy, CDs printed, and I took them to the high school. And, I mean, it was my sophomore year, so it was just one day, like beginning of school, after school, I was just, you know, standing in the front, passing CDs out. And, it, you know, that was just the mixtape. It just started, you know, from the mixtape. Mm-hmm. But from there, just the response that we got off the mixtape alone was crazy. Just because, you know, I'm from the Inland Empire, California. And, you know, most people, you know, they weren't doing that. So
right.
People printing up CDs and, you know, handing them out, they just weren't doing that. So, you know, when we came and we started, you know, moving like that, it definitely separated us. And, you know, we took off from there.
Nice. And it's been going strong. I mean, you've got a huge following on TikTok. I posted it on TikTok, so I don't know if you saw it or not. I tagged you. pardon me. So I was going to say something. I'm getting texts from people. I apologize for that. I shouldn't have the phone with me while I'm there. But anyway, I wanted to ask you. I'm sorry, King. I don't write the questions down, and I lose my train of thought. So I wanted to ask you about the TikTok following, obviously, and Instagram, too. Your videos. That's what I wanted to mention. Who does your videos? They're phenomenal.
Wow, thank you.
They're like a little movie, man.
Oh, and we intend on making them like little movies every time.
Yeah.
We just want to do something different from what, you know, the typical music videos are that are coming out. And I work with a couple people. I've switched my videographer a couple times, you know, through the journey, but, you know, regardless, we always have a set goal on what we want, you know.
Right.
Like I said, I really don't like shooting the typical music video. Like, if I'm going to shoot a music video, like, I want to make sure we can direct it completely. It could be a storyline. It could be a plot. We could have certain things, you know, incorporated within the video to where it'll make you think deeper than what it really is. And, you know, things like that. I don't like to shoot just, you know, no regular music video. And
Yeah, no, they're deep. They're little mini movies, I thought, when I was watching
them.
Yeah. They're very good. They're very, very good. They're very good. Now, you went to college for, I believe, computers and then switched over to business. Why not music? Why didn't you take anything in music?
I wanted to do business because I have a degree.
You know what? You can't do this. They call it show business for a reason. You have to know the business side to do the show.
Oh, completely.
Yep. Or you get screwed royally.
Oh, yeah. That's what it really boiled down to, you know, because I wanted to do something that we could all benefit from, you know, and I feel like having a degree in business marketing, that everything is marketing nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, for any business.
Nowadays. Listen to you. What are you, 20? Nowadays. I should get over there and smack you. Nowadays. Get out of here.
Yes. I know it's been.
No, you're listening to your father. You're listening to your father. That's what you know.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
It's really been just a marketing thing, you know. That's really what's been the most important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just figured, you know, why not get my degree in that? So, you know, I definitely encourage all of my, you know, young people to go out there and do the same, you know, because you can definitely benefit from it. Everything I learned from there, I definitely took it and put it towards the business and the turnaround for sure.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I like about your music. You're trying to help people, but yet you're talking about what's going on at the same time. You know what I mean? Like you're trying to influence folks. You know, and like you really are doing that. I can feel it, and I can feel it in the music and the lyrics and the videos too. They're just, you know, you're very, you're someone to look up to. That's for sure, for the kids.
Oh, I appreciate that, and I think that's important too. Just having that variety of music, of content, and I stand on that with, like how I was talking about with my music videos. I take that same approach with the songs. I definitely be a situation to where I can touch on any topic in my music, just because there's so much going on out there in the world, and there's so much that multiple people can relate to. You know,
right.
I don't want to just, you know, categorize myself and put myself into one box. You know, I really like doing, you know, touching on different, you know, topics just to always reach the people for sure.
Yeah, but like I said, for the kid, you're an inspiration to what you're doing. You're successful not only with the music but in every aspect. So that's really cool. So, real quick, who were you into listening growing up? I mean, your father was in the music industry, so you must have listened to everything.
Oh yeah, everything. I'm from, you know, the West Coast, so you know by default, I would play music over here, but believe it or not, I would play a lot more on the East Coast, in the South. I played a lot of Wayne was always the go-to. That's probably who I play the most. But from Wayne to Jay, to Kanye West, to Kendrick Lamar, to J. Cole.
Just everywhere, all over the place.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it definitely has always been a huge variety, even as a kid. So
yeah. Now, let me ask you this thing: Are you more the lyricist, or you do beats too, or you do the whole yard for everybody, or you got people doing that for you with the beats and all that?
Yeah, we definitely have a team of people who do it all. So I don't really tap too much into the beats right now, but lyricist 100%, you know.
Cool.
That I take pride in, you know, just
specifically writing my own lyrics, you know, I feel like a lot of people get away with, you know, not having to write their lyrics or, you know, getting ghostwriters or whatever. So, you know, the lyricism is something that I take pride in 100%, you know, just so I can get my all on every song and, you know,
nice.
Do the people me, you know.
Yeah, right, right. Now, Big Old Checks, tell me what it's about. Tell us, everybody, what it's about, Big Old Checks.
Oh, man. Big Old Checks, just that, getting money, you know, just feeling good, elevating, just being successful, you know, coming from something to nothing, making, you know, just making it big. And that was just a song that, you know, we did that song last year, and we just knew the heights it would go before even dropping it, you know. It's a fun song. It's upbeat. The video is fun to match it. You know, and that's just something that, you know, we knew that was going to take off pretty early. So knowing that the people really gravitated to it, how we saw it is beautiful for sure.
Nice, nice. Well, why don't we give it a quick spin and let everybody hear Big Old Checks?
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is my song, Big Old Checks. I'm King Royal from the Inland Empire, and let's get it. Check this out for sure.
No better introduction than that, folks. Check it out. Big Old Checks.
To all my niggas struggling, we changing the rules today. Everywhere that we go, they gonna come for us. Ain't nothing finna stop us from getting to that bag. Ain't no locking me up, ain't no free me. I used to think all these rappers was all competition when I used to watch them on TV. Now that this empire need me, I pop out like 3D, no cap, and believe me, this shit wasn't easy. Dark glasses, no easy. My partners was starving, now nigga, we greedy. Laps to the bank, nigga, big old checks. All the east line, big shit on deck. Riding my city, nigga, that's on guard. Shit you been poppin', ain't been no flex. We body, we made for it, yeah. Shit that you drop, we ain't playin' it, yeah. K-I-N-G got the crown and the throne. Foot on in that bitch, I can't make it fair. I say, fuck it, I'm going to. Talk to God, had to ask what he want from me. Even when I ain't home, I'ma throw it up. Everywhere that I go, they gon' come for me.
Come on.
Everyone ain't deserving your company, yeah. Them people is raunchy, them streets is Jumanji. Surrounded by felons, police, and that poverty.
Yeah.
Work for them niggas, still caught a few robberies.
Yeah.
Bankroll royal. Drying this mud, bitch, drying this soil. Thought you shit sweet ass, die, you ain't loyal. Playing with the stock, bitch, playing with the oil. We gon' entrepreneur it. Watch me go stupid, they watching my movement. Bodies on bodies, no embodiment fluid.
Yeah.
I only run with them killers and bosses. No kizzy, bitch, I get my mama to do it. We fired up. Pop it, don't stop it, who sliding with us?
Lie.
My brothers ride with them 4-5-9, but on G-O-D, we ain't got minors with us.
Yeah.
Niggas inside, cause that COVID-19, but I promise your ass when we find them, it's up. Tell them little boys that Corona could hide, but don't cry, cause it ain't no confiding in us. Bitch, your timing is up.
Mina Jenkins, now that you
won
the money, what you gonna do with this big old check?
I'm gonna go sell all these hoes, get me and my kids out the hood, and buy my man 125 pounds of weed. Okay?
All the east line, big shit on deck. Riding my city, nigga, that's on guard. Shit you been poppin', ain't been no flex. We body, we made for it, yeah. Shit that you drop, we ain't playin' it, yeah. K-I-N-G got the crown and the throne. Foot on in that bitch, I can't make it fair.
We fire.
When you, oh, that was great when you did that one word. Oh, God. What word did you say with the roll in there?
Who are you talking about?
Wait, one of the words you said had the R in it. Early on.
Yeah. I can't even think. I know exactly what you're talking about. I got to.
Yeah, no, I like that, and I love when she came in. Oh, my man, 25 pounds of meth, a pot.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the pounds of weed. Yeah, that's from the music video. You know, y'all definitely gotta check the music video out for sure. You know, for those who are listening,
I think that
part there, that'd be a cool TikTok in there with those people with that part. Say, what are you gonna do with that big old check? You know, very cool.
Yeah, that's everything is TikTok now.
Right.
Yeah, everything is definitely TikTok now. So
very cool.
But nah,
so now, I
appreciate that.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I appreciate that.
No, I liked it. And I definitely get your feel. And now, is Big Old Checks a single? Is it on an album? I mean, where can everybody – obviously, they could get it anywhere online, but is it part of an album?
Right. You can get Big Old Checks everywhere, all streaming services, all platforms, but it's just a single. There's no – we have an album that we're working on for – me specifically, and we have our album that we're working on for the label as a whole, so you guys can see all of our artists. But Big Old Checks was just something that we just wanted to release early
I'm stuck, man.
It was just one of those quick anthems we wanted to just blow up early on, and no album attached to it, but I do have an album on the way called Empire's Most Wanted. So,
oh wow, nice.
Yeah, definitely check for that soon. But you can get everything off of Instagram. I'm on my Instagram pretty heavily. I respond to everybody on my Instagram pretty heavily.
Nice.
So that's
and what is your Instagram and also your website for your company?
My Instagram handle is going to be KingRoyal_RDE.
All right.
RDE, Royal Diamonds Entertainment. That's our label.
And the website.
The website is going to be RoyalDiamondsENT.com.
Very cool. And also at the site, they could get all your other, your merch. I mean, you got shirts and did you have hats too? I think you do.
All types of stuff. Shirts, hats, mugs, sweaters, backpacks, duffels, whatever you want. We definitely have it on the website.
And you got it going on.
Oh, most definitely. We also have, the other artists, their music as well is going to be up on the website very soon. And you'll be able to see a lot more of King Royal and our other artists.
Nice. Let me ask you this. Who's your dream collaboration? Who would you want to collaborate with?
That's a good question. Top collaboration, I still got to go with Lil Wayne, That's always been somebody that I've looked up to as an artist, as a lyricist, So for sure, if it's anybody in the industry who I would want to go toe to toe with on a song, is Weezy F for sure.
Very cool. And who would you want to open for, or who would you want to have open for you? How's that?
Oh yeah, at this point, I see just people opening up for me, But look, I open up for whatever. Whatever legend. We definitely bring the show for sure.
Yeah. So what's up
with
your touring? What's that? I mean, where can people see you live?
We have a couple of shows coming up soon at the top of next year, but for sure, I just locked in with a weed festival for next year. It's called Kushstock.
Oh, wow.
Had a performance at Kushstock last year, and they requested that we come back again this year. So,
where do they do that?
It's in Adelanto, California.
Okay, because I never heard of it. Mm.
Yeah, it's a big weed festival. Definitely the biggest weed festival out here in California, and they have it twice a year. So,
is pot legal there now? I don't even know. God, I don't even know.
Oh yeah, it's definitely legal here. So, the festivals get real crazy.
So if it's legal, let's have a festival, man. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, that's basically how it is. So, Kushstock
right.
Festival is definitely something to see. So
And when is that?
Catch me.
Yeah, when is that?
That The next one isn't until April, but it's definitely something to prepare for sure. So.
And he will be there. And he will be there,
sure.
Folks. Go to the website
Most
and check it out. I'm sure the website has all your performing and touring information, too. So make sure you guys go there, too.
Right. Most definitely.
Well, sir, it has been a pleasure speaking with you, and you are a gentleman, a scholar, and a saint. I'll say it all in one breath.
Likewise. I really appreciate your time, and thank you for having me.
Oh, no, thank you for hanging out with me. Very cool. I love it, and I'll close with it, and I thank you so much, and I wish you all the best. You're gonna kill it out there. You're already killing it.
Oh, many blessings. Thank you. I appreciate that. And connect with me on Instagram also.
Yeah, I tried to tag you in my post, and I couldn't find you. I didn't know there was an underscore. That's probably why. Because I'll tag you. I'll redo it. Because I did try to tag you, the promo. I put the promo on TikTok, and I put it on my Instagram, which I'm not big on Instagram, hon. I'm sorry. I'm just not a techie person. So I just promote shows on there. But, yeah, I'll have to tag you on there. So it's you said King Royal underscore.
Underscore RDE, yes.
RDE. Got it. I'm going to tag you after the show. So this way you have it and share it. Maybe your friends or whoever, your fans want to listen to the show after we're done. Because after tonight, I think they can listen about a half hour after. They could go back and listen back if they're not listening live. So, but you again, good luck and a Merry Christmas to you. Happy holiday. And God bless your family and your father. And, you know, without having someone behind you, you don't know. You may not have been what you're doing. So, you know. Thank God for that.
I definitely wouldn't have. So it's like I appreciate the recognition. And God bless you, and thank you for having me, for sure.
Oh, you too, honey. Listen, thank you so much. King Royal, everybody, check it out. Big old checks. Go to the website. Go check them out on TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah.
And you will get all the information and get some merch, man. They're really cool shirts. I love them.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Take it easy, okay?
All right,
everybody,
take care.
King
Bye-bye.
Royal. Bye-bye, King. Take care. Oh, what a nice kid. I call him a kid because I'm older. You know that. I call everybody a kid. I call him kiddo. You know, I don't know what's wrong with me. Ever since I had kids, I call people hun. I can't help that. I went on a job interview one time, and I met the president of the company. I said, okay, thank you, hun. I didn't get that job. I couldn't believe I did that. I just can't help it. Ever since I had kids, I call everybody hun. I mean nothing by it. It's a term of endearment for me. But anyway, yeah, go and check it out. It's called Big Old Checks. It's the new one, Big Old Checks. Big Old Checks. I wanted to tell him I was feeling a little bit of definitely Jay-Z and not feeling the music or anything. Just I could see it coming out of like that's who he was inspired by, you know, not that he sounds like them by any means, but you know, I hate when people say, well, who do you sound like? I sound like myself, you know, get over yourself. And that's what we all sound like ourselves. We're nobody trying to impersonate anybody. So, but yeah, I definitely was feeling a little bit of Jay in there and, oh, God, I can't think of his name. Oh, my God. With the gold teeth. What the frick is his name? We were just talking about him. Oh, my Lord. You guys got to forgive me. It's the end of the month. I'm a little nuts. But anyway, yeah, great, great kid. Nice guy. Oh, my God. He's got a great family behind him, helping. They're behind him 100%. I should say 1,000%. And, you know, you need that. You need that because with that support, you can just take it everywhere. I mean, he's got tons of merchandise and everything. It's just crazy. And he's doing great. So, and don't forget to check him out at the Weed Festival, too. And I didn't know California was legal. But anyway, So go to royaldiamondsentertainment.com, not entertainment, ENT, pardon me, royaldiamondsent.com. That's his website. And just go to King Royal on Instagram. It's KingRoyal_RDE. He's also on TikTok. He's everywhere. And he's got some great videos on YouTube. Check them out. And it was a pleasure speaking with him. I really did enjoy talking to him. So big old checks. I like that. Hey, we gonna buy a, what you gonna buy a man? 25 pounds of weed. Cool. So, all right, on the 30th, we have lead guitarist from Climax, Cheryl Cooley. I can't wait to hang out with her. We're going to have a great time. And I will reveal on the 30th with Cheryl after we get off the phone, after our interview, who will be joining us in December. I just have to get that up to the calendar. We're going to work on that. Hopefully tonight I can make that happen. So, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed our conversation tonight. I did. I always enjoy my conversations with these folks. I love speaking with them, seeing what they're up to. And who knows, one day I could be seeing King Royal at the Garden and saying, yeah, I knew him. I talked to him. So check it out. Big old checks. King Royal. And hope you guys enjoyed it. So listen, have a great night. I've got a run, and we'll see you on the 30th with lead guitarist from Climax, Cheryl Cooley. Take care. We're going to close it out with big old checks. Take care. Have a good night. Bye.
To all my niggas struggling, we changing the rules today. Everywhere that we go, they going to come for us. Ain't nothing finna stop us from getting to that bag.
Ain't no locking me up, ain't no free me. I used to think all these rappers was all competition when I used to watch them on TV. Now they just empire need me. I pop out like 3D, no cap, and believe me, this shit wasn't easy. Dark glasses, no easy. My partners was starving, now nigga, we greedy. Laps to the bank, nigga, big old checks. RDE slime, big shit on deck. Right in my city, nigga, that's on dog. Shit you been poppin', ain't been no flex. We body, we made for it, yeah. Shit that you drop, we ain't playin' it, yeah. K-I-N-G got the crown and the throne. Foot on ain't that bitch, I can't make it fair. I say, fuck it, I'm going to him. I talk to God, had to ask what he want from me. Even when I ain't home, I'ma throw it up. Everywhere that I go, they gon' come for me. Come on. Everyone ain't deserving your company, yeah. Them people is raunchy, them streets is Jumanji. Surrounded by fellas, police and that poverty, yeah. Work for them niggas, still caught a few robberies, yeah. Bankroll royal, drying this mud, bitch, drying this soil. Clean, stocky shit, sweet ass, die, you ain't loyal. Playing with the stock, bitch, playing with the oil. We gon' entrepreneur it, watch me go stupid. They watching my movement, bodies on body, no embalming fluid, yeah. I only run with them killers and bosses. No kizzy, bitch, I get my mama to do it. We fired up. Pop it, don't stop it, who sliding with us? My brothers ride with them 4, 5, and 9. But on G.O.D., we ain't got minors with us, yeah. Niggas inside, cause that COVID went down. But I promise your ass, when we find them, it's up. Tell them little boys they could run and could hide. But don't cry, cause it ain't no confiding in us. Bitch, your timing is up.
Mina Jenkins, now that you
won
the money, what you gonna do with this big old check?
I'ma go sell them all these hoes, get me and my kids out the hood, and buy my man 125 pounds a week. Okay?
RDE slime, big shit on deck. Right in my city, nigga, that's on dog. Shit you been poppin', ain't been no flex. We body, we made for it, yeah. Shit that you drop, we ain't playin' it, yeah. K-I-N-G got the crown and the throne. Foot on ain't that bitch, I can't make it fair. We fired up.